If you have your Bible tonight, turn to John chapter number 10. We preached Sunday night a message, and I actually just didn't really get plumb through the introduction of the message, but we got to where we had found a stopping place, and we just stopped so we could finish it later, amen, I guess. So that's what I want to do tonight. I want to finish the message we started Sunday night. And I believe if we'll pay attention, listen, I believe it'll help our heart. Because it's a message from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. As old fellow said, I like it. It's in that red writing. Amen. That means Jesus said it. So if Jesus said it, it has to be true. Because He can't lie. And He wouldn't if He could. Amen. Praise God. Because He loves us too much. Praise His holy name. John chapter number 10. We'll just go ahead and read what we read the other night. John chapter number 10 and verse number 22. And the Bible says, and it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication. It was winter. Now winter's usually a cold time. Amen. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch and then came the Jews round about Him and said unto Him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be Christ, tell us plainly. And He answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in My Father's name, they bear witness of Me. But you believe not, because you are not of My sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father which gave them Me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one. I want to finish where we started off Sunday night, and we was preaching on this thought, in the hand of God. In the hand of God. And as we looked at this, we looking at the words that Christ had given us about He was the shepherd and He was the one that called. And we see now He promised to give unto those that are following Him eternal life. Amen. Now I want you to know tonight, if you're following Lord Jesus Christ in salvation, then He's offered us, give us eternal life. And we talked about how eternal life was just that. It was eternal. It was never ending. It would never stop and it'll never quit. Amen. Praise God. And how we could take eternal life, the promise that we have in it, and press onward, praise God, every day, realizing that it's always just up ahead. And no matter how far along we get in the journey, praise God, one day death may overshadow us, death may take us out of here, but praise God, when we're looking into eternal life, praise God, that's only the beginning for a child of God. We graduated out of this vile temple of clay into a glorified body like unto the Lord's in the presence of the Holy God, where we begin truly to live eternally with Him. And then we'll only just begin to live. And then we might, Brother Bill, get a prospect in our mind of what eternity could really be like. Amen. With the Lord. So we see that. We see the aspect of it. And we see the hand of God. And that we see that God promised eternal life. And in that eternal life will not perish. Will not be made useless or no account, praise God. A God that will be used for His glory. And He said, no man's able to pluck you out of the Father's hand. Ain't you glad for that? And we mentioned the Father and how we were in His hand. And He said, the Father, the ones that the Father had given Him, He said, and the Father was greater than all. And we said, we mentioned, and you're here, and I'm just kind of praying it back together so we can go further, how God Almighty said, greater than all things. So there's no obstacle in your life, no indecision, no consequence in your life, praise God, that God Almighty can't overcome. Amen. He's able to overcome all your obstacles, all of your shortcomings, all of my shortcomings, all of our shortcomings, praise God, and be the God for us, to us, that we'd have Him to be. And we can be the kind of Christian, the kind of follower of Christ, praise God, that He'd have us to be. I want to say tonight, it works both ways. Amen. We've got to be in this together and let God help us. So we see how God Almighty has promised that. He said that we are in the hands of God. Amen. We are in His hand. You're in His hand. You belong to God. You're in a place of safety. You're in a place of assurance, praise God. You're in a place where God would have you to be. Amen. Don't ever get the devil make you doubt your salvation. Amen. Praise God. Let's just look in between Bill and say, praise God, devil, I belong to Jesus. Amen. He died for my sins, praise God. I confess them sins. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ on my life, my whole, my body, every essence, fiber of my being, praise God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior. That's one thing about the devil. He can't do nothing with the blood. Amen. He can't do nothing with the blood. He don't hang around the blood much. Amen. A lot of people say, well, preacher, you know, independent Baptists need to quit being such a bloody bunch. Amen. That's why people don't hang around. That's why the devil don't hang around. If you're running with the devil's crowd, praise God, I can probably understand what you're saying. Amen. Right. God, quit running around with the devil's crowd. Get in with God's crowd, praise God. You ain't got no problem with the blood. The blood makes you free, praise God. The blood gives you hope, praise God. God, the blood gives you a place of assurance where you come to realize that Jesus Christ shed His blood for you. Amen. It was that price, praise God, of sin that He paid for you. And through that price of sin that's paid, praise God, it's paid, it's paid, it's paid in full. Nothing's owing. And we accept that on our life, praise God. It puts us in the hand of God. And I want to say tonight, there's no safer place than you can be as in the hand of God. Amen. It's a safe place. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know, there's so much happening around us now. And there's so much going on in our country, in our homes, in our lives. And they got this COVID going on and everything else. Yeah, I know it. That's why we need the Lord like we've never needed Him before. We need some kind of comforter in our life. Jesus said, I got to go away. He said, but if I go away, Brother Jeff, He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Amen. You say, wait a minute. You said, Brother Jeff, amen, hey, what about me? Praise God, He's the same comforter. Amen. Lord said, praise God, I've got to go away. He said, praise the Lord. But said, if I go away, I'll send you. I'll pray to Father. He'll send you another comforter. He said, one that's going to be, praise God, closer to you than I could be. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I like the closeness of my Savior. Amen. He lives in my heart. Bible says, glory, hallelujah. He sent a comforter. It lives in my heart, praise God. Goes with me everywhere I go. Helps me, praise God. I'm about the Father's business. Amen. Makes a difference. But he said, when we get in the Father's hand, praise God, it's a place of assurance. It's a place of safety. It's a place where we can realize, amen, that even all this stuff's happening all around us, praise God, it's a place where we can put away worry. So what do you mean? I'm talking about getting rid of it. Quit worrying. Quit fretting over every little old thing. Amen? Praise God. Hey, listen, ain't no use worry about something you can't do nothing about. Amen. Now, we can change our government stuff. Amen. Every few years we have election. We can throw a bunch of them rascals out and put some more in. Amen. But praise God, if you can't do nothing about it, don't worry about it. They put it in God's hands. Say, Lord, I can't do nothing about this, but Lord, I know You can. And Lord, I trust that Your will be done. Hey, I want to say, ain't nobody changing the will of God. Amen. Praise God. He's sovereign in what He does. Amen. We're seeing the hand of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad I'm in that hand of protection. I'm in that place where God's put me. He gave him. He says He's greater than everything, every object of faith, and said that we're put in God's hand. Amen. That means we're put out of harm's way. You say, well, what do you do? God tells us how to, he said, just put away the worry. It's in us, praise God, not to worry about. What we got to realize tonight, where we're going to last Sunday night, but we never did get there because we just barely did get through this introduction. But praise God, is about talking about in the hand of God. Praise God, and how, the how of the hand of God. How does it work? Now, I got to think about that. If you look back in the Psalms, the psalmist tells us in the Psalms 37, Psalm 37, the verse 3, the first three words that it says, you've got an old Schofield, it's on 616. Psalm 37, 37th Psalm. The first three words they says, now we worry for us and about everything. The Bible says in Psalms 37, the first three words, fret not thyself. Amen. What does that mean? It means quit worrying about it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do we not worry about it? Hey, aren't you a child of God? Amen. Hello? Are you a child of God? Amen. Are you not in your Father's hand? Yes. Amen. Do you not believe that? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Victory in Jesus, glory, hallelujah. We just sung about it. We got victory because we're in the Father's hand. He said, quit fretting over it. He said, if you're a child of God, praise God. He said, don't fret over it. Don't fret. He said, fret not thyself. Now, he brings it right down to individually where we live, you and I. There's a whole lot of things going on. There's something going on in every one of our lives tonight that'll cause us to be anxious, to worry just a little. Amen? Amen? Amen, Preacher Jeff. Preach on, brother. Amen. There's something going on in every one of us that tends to want us to be anxious or worry just a little. But he says, fret not thyself. Amen. You say, well, preachers bring things against the wicked. I says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Amen. Hey, the number one enemy is the evil, isn't it? The evil one, the devil, Slewfoot, the deceiver, praise God, the accuser of the brethren. Hey, he said, but don't even worry about the devil. He said, you're in the Father's hand. He said, no man can pluck you out. And I want to tell you, it's greater than that. Hey, there's no beast or no demon of hell can pluck you out of the Father's hand. Amen. Praise God. We're secure in the Father's hand. Praise His holy name. He said, fret not thyself. Now, he says that, if you'll notice here in these passages of Scripture down through verse number 8, he says that three times. He says, fret not thyself. I wonder why he said it three times. Because God, I'll tell you why he said it, because God didn't want you worrying and fretting over it. Amen. God didn't want you worrying and fretting over something, praise God, that we probably couldn't do nothing about anyway. He just realize, praise God, where we're at in the Father's hand, and just start shouting the praises and giving God glory. I've noticed, Brother Bill, in my Christian life, and I know you have, Miss Geraldine, some of us, Miss Joyce, some of us been in this thing for a while. Amen. You've been in a little while longer than me. But I realize, praise God, when things really get done, you just get to praising God and giving Him glory anyway, praise God. And it seems like the molly grub just go. And they may, hey, those sad things, those bad things that's happening around us, praise God, don't look quite as bad.
Amen.
Amen. When we start seeing them through our Savior, realizing, praise God, that we are in the hand of God, that He is our God, He's our protector, He's promised to take care of her, He's there to give us comfort, praise God, and we just put our, what? Trust in Him. He said, what God does, and he says, fret not yourself. He does say, don't worry and fret over it. Don't worry and fret over the evil around you, the bad things that's happening, praise God, and the workers of iniquity, sinfulness. And you know, all that stuff is just temporary anyway. Amen. It don't last forever. Hello? Sin, hey, even sin don't last forever unless you die in sin, lost without God, and it'll be forever. You'll be in hell, lost without God forever. But praise God, if we're a child of God, amen, sin, the things around us that's sinful, praise God, they'll be gone one day. And we're protected from it by the hand of God when we put our trust in Him. Amen. He said, they shall soon be cut down, talking about the evildoers, like the grass and wither as the green herb. But now watch that verse 3. He said, trust in the Lord. He said, here's how we get around this. We can't, amen, in the geese head, we realize that we are in the hand of God. And we just have to trust in the hand that's got us. Amen. Hey, you couldn't be in no better hand.
Amen.
Amen. They said that one of the insurance companies used to say they're the good hand people. Praise God. He said, they may be, but they ain't as good as God. Amen. Praise God. He said, just trust in the Lord. Just trust in that great almighty hand that God put you in, that you are in. Praise God. Because you've been saved. Because He afforded you an opportunity to get in. Praise the Lord. That day, that night, that morning, that evening, when you asked God to forgive your sins and become a child of God. Praise God. You stepped in that almighty hand of God. That hand of power. That hand of hope. That hand of encouragement. That hand of assurance. Praise God. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, don't fret, worry over it. Praise God. He said, just trust in the Lord. I said, what are you saying, Pastor John? I said, just trust in where you're at. Amen. Don't try to get out and go somewhere else. Amen. People do it all the time, praise God. They get there and God gets the blessing. I've seen it so many times. I've seen a fellow and his wife and his family, praise God. God just a blessing. They was in church. They was singing. They was singing for Jesus and everything else. They got out of church, took off after the world. Amen. You know what they did? They got out of God's hands. Amen. God was a helping, He's wooing, He's drawing, and they chose to just jump out and run away from God. Amen. Praise God. As long as you stay in that hand, praise God. He said, you got to trust in it. You know what they do? They go out looking for something that might be better. I'll tell you what, youngins, there's nothing better than Jesus. There's nothing better, youngins, than being in the hand of God. Amen. He said, so quit fretting. He said, quit worrying. Don't worry. Praise God. He said, just trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Just trust, Lord. Just put your faith and trust in the hand that you're in. And he goes on here. He says, when you put your faith and trust, Lord, you know what starts happening? You start doing good things. Now, a lot of people today is trying to work their way in. I was out picking up some stuff the other day, and these fellas standing on the street corner that's passing out propaganda. And they believe that if they get enough of their propaganda passed out, that it'll win them away into heaven. They'll be one of a number. Amen. I tell you how to get in. Hey, just do good. Praise God. Just live for the Lord. Just put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible said, just trust the Lord. He said, quit worrying about it. Praise God. Just put your trust in the Lord and do good. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you do good if it ain't passing out there? Yeah, praise God. Doing good is just listening to the Lord. It's putting your faith and trust in God Almighty. In other words, it's taking your trust off of Jeff Massey and putting my trust, praise God, in the Lord. Brother Bill, there's nobody that disappoints me any more than me. Hello? Amen. Oh, me. Nobody disappoints me more than me. Every day, I let me down. But God does never let me down. He shows me the error of my ways. And He's there to help me, praise God, if I'll listen to Him. In order to listen to Him, I have to trust Him. I have to trust in the hand that I'm in. I'm in the hand of God, and I say, God, I'm in your hand. Praise God. Hey, let's put a cap on me, whatever you got to do, but keep me from doing the dumb things I do in this old body. Amen. Give me encouragement, praise God, to be a help and not a hindrance. To be not be a stumbling block, but be a stepping stone. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Lord, just pray, Lord, if I can't be a stepping stone, just take me out of the way. Most of us be afraid to pray that because afraid God knock us in the head by morning. Amen? Why? Because we're not trusting in His hand, praise God. We're trusting in our flesh to try to get it right one more time. Well, Lord, I didn't get it right today, but I'll try in my flesh tomorrow. Amen? Flesh will let you down tomorrow just like He did today. But when we put our trust and faith in the Lord, praise God, He helps us to do good. He said, then you'll dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. That means God's going to take care of you. Amen. He said, not see the righteous forsaken, nor see the begging bread. He said, praise God, if you just put yourself in God's hand, trust in Him. I believe before this thing's said and done, we're going to have to trust the Lord. Amen. I was out there at the tar shop today, and I was talking to a fella out there. I said, you know what we're going to do? I said, we're going to have to realize, praise God, we have to put our faith and trust the Lord, praise God, to supply for us what we need, because we ain't going to get it from no man. Amen. We live in a day in the world, people are so selfish and self-centered, praise God. They're not going to help you out. When it comes push comes to shove, you're going to be all by yourself and the Lord with the Lord. Amen. I think I'll just put my trust in the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about in the hand of God. How do you know? Praise God. How do you get there? How do we come to where God has to be? By just trusting in Him. Amen. Trusting in the hand that's promised to get us. Praise the Lord. And he said, just trust in the Lord, do good. Thou shalt dwell in the land, verily thou shalt be fed. And then he goes to verse 4 and he says this. He said, delight thyself. Amen. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. It ought to be excited. The Lord ought to be exciting to us. Amen. The Lord ought to be exciting. It ought to be the most exciting thing that we come in contact with. And to have the delight of knowing, praise God, that I'm in God's hand. Listen, I'm not talking about some little old bitty thing. I'm talking about the hand that created the universe. The hands that cast the stars, Brother Bill, off the ends of His fingertips, put them in place, praise God, started the circulation of the universe, praise God, at a word. And it's in that hand, praise God. He said, we ought to delight ourselves just be count worthy of being in the hand of God. Amen. That hand of God, boy, it's an awesome hand. It's a mighty hand. He said, we just should delight ourselves in it. He said, if we get delight, He said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You ever get to just thinking and praising and giving God glory? You know what the desires of my heart is? Seeing every one of us in our families just praising and giving God glory. Amen. That would make me the happiest person in this world, Brother Bill. If I could see my youngins, your youngins, church youngins, family members, everybody just praising God, giving Him glory. How many just delight? Hey, I pray, delighting ourselves in the hand that we're in, what He's able to do, what He's capable of doing, what He wants to do, praise God, because He is their God too. And He'd like to see us all in here just praising and worshiping God, delighting in the Lord, excited about God, amen. Lifting up our voices, praise God. And getting, He said, giving even to the giving of the desires of our heart, to seeing them all in here praising God. Hey, there's nobody that'd like that better than God. God would love to see every one of our people in here praising the Lord. Amen. The lost children, lost loved ones, lost family members, brothers and sisters, mamas and daddies, He'd like to see every one of us praising God. Giving God glory for what He does. Amen. So He said, don't be fret. He said, don't be worrying about it. Just trust in the Lord. He said, and just delight yourself. Just be excited. Amen. Encouraged because what God's doing. Even to giving the desires of the heart. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. So now here we have again, we have a commitment and a trust. But you can't have a trust without a commitment. And you can't have a commitment without a trust. He said, what it was, He said, it goes hand in hand and it's all in the hand of God. It's what makes the difference, the hand of God. He said, commit my way unto the Lord and trust also in Him. And He, God, the one at your hand, the one whose hand you're in, shall bring it to pass. He said, God, make it happen. See, we just don't have enough faith to trust God. And then we say, well, you know, I trust God, but I'm just not going to commit it all to Him. Well, if you don't commit it all to Him, then you don't trust Him. Amen? Amen. It goes arm in arm, praise God. You can't separate it. You got to have trust. You got to have a commitment. He said, and then he, God, the one whose hand you're in, shall bring it past. He'll make it happen. Amen. Hey, some things that God's wanting to see happen, praise God, it's not happening because we haven't committed ourselves to Him. We haven't committed ourselves to Him because we don't trust Him. I want to say, you can trust God. When we commit ourselves, realize, praise God, say, I'm just in God's hand. I'm just going to trust God. I ain't going to worry and fret over. I'm going to trust God. No matter what comes up, I'm going to trust God. No matter what happens, praise God, I'm going to trust God. Amen. No matter how much inconvenience I have in it, I'm going to trust God. I'm just going to commit myself to Him. I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to be led of Him. I'm going to praise Him and give Him glory, praise God, even when I don't feel like it. I've learned, praise God, when I trust God, just worship Him anyway, the feeling comes. Amen. This old flesh won't always feel like praising God. Amen. It won't. It just won't. But praise God, you just praise Him anyway and the feeling comes. Why? But you say, how can you do that? Because you realize you're in His hand and you're just going to trust Him. Amen? You're just going to trust Him. You're going to believe Him, praise God, because He's made you a promise. So He'll bring it to pass. He'll make it happen. And He said, He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. He said, God's going to work things out for you. Amen? God's going to work out your righteousness. God's going to work out the judgment. There is a judgment, praise God. That we're going to stand. We're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give account for everything we've done after we're saved. Not for salvation, praise God, but what we did for after we were saved. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be a day of reckoning. But remember, praise God, you're presented in the hand of God. Praise God. That cleansing hand, that helping hand, praise God. He said, don't worry about it. Just trust the Lord. Delight in Him. Just praise Him. Give Him glory. And what would He do is when He ushers us in there, slides us in there in that big old hand of love, praise God, just be a shouting and praising God. Say, glory to God, I made it. Amen. Not by the skin of my teeth, but I made it. Praise God, my God. God Almighty saw me through. He kept His promise to me. He brought me to a place that He's prepared for me. Glory, hallelujah. It's all Him. Thank God for the hand of God who's seeing us through. Praise His holy name. So we delight ourselves in the Lord. We commit our ways to the Lord. And we trust Him because of that commitment. We seek out His righteousness, not our own. And God said if we'll do that, He said we can just rest in the Lord. Amen. You can rest in that. Hey, I won't say tonight, praise God, you can rest that great old big hand of God. You can take your ease in that big hand of God because you realize, praise God, that He's got everything under control. Two-thirds of the stuff's happening in this world I don't understand. My little pea brain can't even comprehend it. Amen. I can't acknowledge it. I don't know, and I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to begin to fix it. But praise God, I know that God does. And He said, hey, just go ahead and just rest in the Lord. Just take your ease in God's hand. Just trust in Him. Praise God. Commit to Him, glory to God. And He said, He'll take us through. Amen. He's promised that He would. He said, just rest in the Lord. Just rest and take your ease. Realize where you're at. Amen. Realize no man can pluck you out. Remember, praise God, that you're in this ride for the duration. One day, in a little while, He's going to deliver you safe home. Amen, praise God. And into a beautiful eternity forever. Praise His name. Amen. He said, rest in the Lord. He said, why rest? He just wait. He said, and patiently wait. And wait patiently for Him. Amen. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Verse 34 says, wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, if we'll just rest in the Lord. And He said, we'll wait on the Lord. We'll trust in the Lord. We'll commit ourselves to God. He said, praise God. He said, we'll see the end result. God's wanting us to realize the end result, praise God, while we still can. God wants us to see the end from the beginning, praise the Lord, so we can just realize if we rest in His hand, we trust in the Lord, we commit ourselves to Him, praise God, we're in the safest place we could ever be. There's no use to try to find another place. We've already got it. Amen. God Almighty has made a place for us in His magnificence, praise God. There He said in verse 7 again, He said, fret not thyself. He said, don't be troubled, don't worry, quit worrying. Amen. He said, I've got a place of rest for you. He said, just patiently wait on it. Amen. You said, what do you do? Just kick back in the Lord's hand and say, glory, hallelujah. I'm just along for the ride. Amen. I know that God's God. He's got me. Praise God. He loves me. He's promised to care for me. And one day, in a little while, praise God, me and Him's going to go home. Kind of like the story of Enoch, praise God. Amen. Enoch was a walking God. His first in several generations, Brother Jeff. And praise God, he got to praising, worshiping God, looking up to God. And him and the Lord were walking and talking one day. And God said, Enoch, I just want you, hey, we're close to your house, my house, we are yours. I'm just going to take you home with me. Amen. Praise God. That's what's going to happen one of these days, glory to God. We're just going to be in God's hands. He's just going to take us home with Him. Amen. He's not going to leave us behind. He said, just quit worrying about it. He said, the promise is already complete. Praise God, you're in my hand. And don't, He said, not worry about it. Don't fret about it, because I'm going to take you home with me. Amen. He said, because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. But then he goes in verse 8. He says, cease from anger. You know what? What do we got to be angry about when we realize we're in the hands of God and everything's going to be okay? We got a whole lot of people in this world. I ain't ever seen such road rage in all my life. It's everywhere. Just behind me. Well, it's everywhere behind and around me. Amen. But it's just everywhere. Everybody is so out. But he said, hey, the Bible said, cease from anger because, hey, we're in the Lord's hands. Amen. We're in God's hand, praise the Lord. He said, ain't no use to be worried. Ain't use to be fret and get all anxious over this stuff, praise God. He said, I'm in the Lord's hands. I'm just going to trust the Lord. Amen. Hey, if the traffic slowed down a little bit for some reason or other, praise God. Hey, it may be God slowing us down so we don't end up in a crash down the road. Amen. Got hung up a little bit one morning, couldn't get out as quick as I wanted to, and just a few cars ahead of me, there was a horrendous crash. See, if I'd have got it when I wanted to, that could have been me. I said, I was shouting, praising God, sitting in a crash, or behind a crash. I said, praise God, I'm glad it wasn't me. Thank you, Lord, for slowing me down just a little bit. Praise God. He said, cease from anger. He said, hey, man, hey, no, you're getting crazy about things. Praise God, just slow down, stop, realize, praise God, we're in God's hands, and the most important thing is just being right there. Amen. It's a promise of eternity, praise God, a promise of getting us through this thing. He said, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Now here he says again, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Amen. There he says again, he said, hey, quit worrying about it. He said, and forsake wrath. He said, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. He said, hey, don't worry about it. Don't be worried about doing the bad thing. Because you're in the hand of God, and God's going to show you the correct way. We just need to be mindful of what that way is. What way is it? It's Jesus' way. Amen. It's that way of perfection that He's making in us. Praise God. And he said, if we'll just cease from anger, said cease from the wrath, and just fret not yourself. So he says three times, and here's he said, fret not yourself. He said, just quit worrying about what's going on around you. Quit worrying about these situations, so-called situations that's in your life, praise God, because you are in God's hand, and God Almighty's promised that He'd see you through this thing, that you're going to be okay. He's going to bring you through, praise God. You say, well, preacher, I don't know. These people getting cancer. These people died from heart attack. These people this and that and other. These people getting run over by cars and trains and buses all the time. Yeah, praise God. If you're a child of God, that's just graduation day.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, preacher, are you wanting to die? No, nobody wants to die. I want to live as long as I can, praise God, but I'm not afraid to with my time. God's prepared us a place, praise God, a place to get off. Amen. We're in His hand, His place, just lifting us out of here and taking us on to glory. Praise His holy name. So we see it playing out here, and God Almighty begins to tell us how this thing is. He said there's a rest. He said there's a righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God in verse number 8. He said if we'll just trust the Lord and do right, amen, we can have that peace with God, amen, that righteousness that He extends to us. He tells us in verse 16, He said, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Amen. I'd rather have the righteousness of a saved man, knowing that I'm in the hand of God, than all the money in Fort Knox, all the gold. Hey, though they say there ain't no gold there no more, it's just an empty place. But I'd rather have the riches of God, amen, of knowing I'm in God's hands than have all the money in this world. To know that I'm saved, praise God. That money ain't going to do me no good when I cross out of this world. Amen. When I cross old children, Jordan, praise God, I won't do it in the Lord's hands. Amen. So He can set me down right easy on the other side. Amen. Praise God. I'll be shouting and praising, giving God glory. Say, thank you, Lord. You never forsook me, and you promised you wouldn't. David said here in verse 23, he said, steps for good men are ordered by the Lord. That means to be established by the Lord. And He delighteth in His way. Amen. Now, I got to thinking about that this morning. He said He delighteth in His way. Now, I think, well, is that the Lord's way or a man's way? Now, if I delight, I'm going to delight in the Lord's way. And I hope, Brother Jeff, I do good enough that the Lord will be delighted with my way. Amen? Praise God. So there we go back to that lie. He said, delight thyself. Because you're in the hand of God. He said, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. He delighteth in His way. Praise God. He said that established order that God's got, so me and you, praise God, are in His hand. We're going in the direction of God. His way, praise God, is not our way, but praise God, I'm glad my way can be His way. Amen? Because He's taking me in a way I need to go if I'll just listen to Him. Amen. Verse 25, David says, I have been young. Anybody know what he's talking about? Amen. I about forgot what it's like. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed a begging bread. You know what David's saying there? He said, praise God. He said, I'm in God's hand, praise God, and there's nobody plucked me out. I'm still in God's hand. I'm going to stay in God's hand because that's where He put me. And that's where I need to be. Praise His name. He goes on. Let me just close out this. He goes on in verse 39 of Psalms 37. He said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Amen. Because we know where we're at, right? We're in God's hand. We're in a safe place. We're a place that He put us, a place He'd have us to be. Salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. So He is their strength in time of trouble. Amen. Hey, listen, we're in God's almighty hand. Now, the Bible says that His hand is all-powerful. Now, that means not only does He have everything we need to help us through every circumstance, but He has the power to make it happen. Amen. In other words, He's stronger than we are. He's more powerful than we are. Don't try to overtake the Lord. Don't try to persuade the Lord in your direction. Praise God, it's a whole lot better just to get in and go His direction. It makes all the difference in the world. So He is, not He could be, might be, or you'd like to be. He said He is their strength, the righteous, those that have been born again, in the time of trouble. Amen, we have trouble coming up. We have lots of sadness in this world. But praise God, the one that's overcome that trouble is God. Amen. We realize we're in His hand. He said, Lord shall help them and deliver them. So if we need any help, who do we call? It sure ain't Ghostbusters. Amen. It's the Lord. Because we're in God's hand, praise God. Just call out from where you are. That's the best way. Amen. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He'll bring us out of it. Amen. He brings us up. The Bible says he brings us up. Jeremiah said he brings us up. Now, Jeremiah's talking about when he was down in that pit, the muck and the mire, and he said, God brings us up so he can bring us out. Amen. God is constantly wanting to bring us up, which gets us closer to him, so he can bring us out of trouble, which, praise God, gets us closer to, more secure in his hand. Praise God. And he said, the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked. Amen. The wicked are all around us, praise God, but God said, I'll deliver you from the wicked and save them. Why? How? Because they what? Because they trust in him. In other words, they trust in where they are. We trust in where we are. We are in God's hands, youngins. Praise God. The Bible says no man, that's including me and you, can pluck you out. He said we just trust him. And he said God will help us. God will save us. God will keep us from trouble because we trust in him. Amen. We trust in the one whose hand we are in. That's why Jesus said, he said, youngin, praise God. He said, we are in the hand of God. He said, quit worrying. Quit fretting. The psalmist said, quit worrying, quit fretting. Three times he said, fret not yourself. Amen. David's bringing it down where it's personal. He said, quit worrying about it. You're in the hand of God. He said, never see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread. He said, in other words, David's saying, the Lord's got this, and the Lord got you. Amen. Amen.